AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police throughout the Houston area are looking for a man who shot and killed a Harris County Sheriff's deputy as he was filling up his patrol car with gasoline last night. Sheriff Ron Hickman.
It strikes us in the heart to simply be a target because you wear a badge and for no other reason hit you where you live.
Police say the man walked up behind Deputy Darren Goforth and shot him a number of times. Then, when Goforth fell to the ground, he shot him again and again. Tropical Storm Erica has lost some strength after bringing heavy rain to Haiti, Dominican Republic. At least 20 people are dead, 31 others missing after more than a foot of rain touched off flooding and landslides on the small Caribbean island of Dominica. Hurricane Center specialist Eric Blake says top sustained winds are down to 40 miles per hour, but that doesn't mean the storm isn't a threat to Florida.
It's been interacting with the high mountains of Hispaniola, and that has a tendency to weaken or even cause cyclones to dissipate.
Three journalists who work for Al Jazeera English have been sentenced to 3 years in prison in Egypt. AP's Brian Rowan reports from Cairo.
This is actually a retrial. The first trial, they were convicted in it and sentenced to 7 years and one of them 10 years. And that was thrown out. That was overturned on appeal. So this is the retrial. All third parties who have been looking at the evidence say it doesn't hold up in court.
The Egyptian judge says he sentenced the three because they weren't registered with the country's journalist syndicate. Judge adding that they brought equipment into Egypt without approval of security officials. And they, quote, spread false news while using a hotel as a broadcasting point without permission. At least 38 girls and young women are dead in a crash while traveling to a traditional festival in Swaziland. That's in Southeast Africa. A rights group says some 20 others were hurt when the truck they were in collided with another vehicle. This is AP Radio News. The longtime voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers has signed on for another year.
Vin Scully will be back for a record 67th season in the broadcast booth for the Dodgers. Scully is the velvet voice play-by-play announcer who called Sandy Koufax's perfect game in 1965.
2-2 to Harvey Keene, one strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung at and missed, the perfect game.
The 87-year-old Hall of Fame announcer's consecutive years of service make him the longest tenured broadcaster with one team in sports history. I'm Ross Simpson.
A week before the start of the college football season, the University of Illinois has fired coach Tim Beckman after an investigation found he tried to influence medical decisions and pressure players to play injured. Offensive coordinator Bill Cubitt will take over. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.